The group Renew Wisconsin says electricity generated from renewable sources continues to grow in the state. Renew Policy Director Michael Vickerman says 2013 was a pretty good year for adding biodigesters powered by things like cow waste. But Vickerman says the wind power industry had almost no growth in Wisconsin.
Only one project, which was erected in 2012, was interconnected this past year. And this is in stark contrast to what we're seeing in other states.
Other states like Iowa, Vickerman says. And he predicts solar energy is also poised to make major headway in the Midwest, especially in Minnesota, while relatively small growth is expected in Wisconsin. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce calls for a mix of energy sources, but Manley says coal is the most used, most reliable, and affordable fuel.
We get the vast majority of our energy in Wisconsin from coal, and coal has enabled us to keep our electric rates below the national average, and that's an important factor for a state like Wisconsin.
Manley says some of President Obama's air pollution proposals amount to a war on coal, a war that Manley says would harm many Wisconsin businesses. But Renew's Michael Vickerman says more utilities are switching away from coal to natural gas, and in other states at least, signing more wind power contracts. Renew's 2014 Energy Summit is today in Madison. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.